Oh, Phil's here. Come here, Phil. Come on, Phil. He's not here.
Are you recording it?
Oh, good. I got another host with me tonight. Phil Hunt, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as he gets up here, he's doing something down there. This is the Off-Broadway Show brought to you by www.yachtscene.com and also Brown Cow Sound. I'd like to thank everyone for being here and coming out to see these young gentlemen feedback. We're going to be joining us in just a second, a couple moments after our friend Phil Hunt gets up here. Hey, Phil! It's a dry area, Phil. Phil, you cannot drink up here. Keep my beer close at hand. Hey, Phil, how are you doing? Good to see you here.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Mr. J.
Chuck
Miller.
Chuck.
Sorry,
Chuck.
I'm late.
Oh, that's okay. Chuck. That's all right.
Sure.
So what were you up to?
I've had a lot of junk going on for work lately.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was taking care of some loose ends and kind of running around all over town. And then I was like, oh, shit. You know, I looked at the clock.
Oh, we have to.
Oh, darn.
That, yeah.
Oh, darn.
Yep.
I mean, so anyway, I was,
yep.
What's the xylophone for? Is
I was trying to learn the NBC slogan on it. Boom, boom, boom.
Fellas, I'd like to introduce you to feedback. Seated to my right, your left, is Mike,
right,
the drummer.
My right, too.
And this is Jordan, the guitar player, singer. And I'm going to turn the mic over
Mike
to them.
Mike and Jordan.
Have
okay.
at them.
No, we're going to tear them apart. Just kidding. Hello, guys. I guess the first question we're going to ask you tonight is, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Same.
All right. Where do you go to school?
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. Northside, huh? Spartans. No,
Harry
what are
Harry Northside.
Yeah. What is the Franklin kids called nowadays? What's the school mascot?
The Wildcat.
Oh, that's right.
Wildcat.
Forgot about that. It's been so long since I've been back in junior high.
I
remember that. I was a Bruin.
I'm not familiar with any of the local schools here, so.
Yeah.
So this is all Greek to me.
I was a Agassiz Tiger.
You were?
Yeah.
I was a Kitson Central Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack.
Ow!
Anyway.
But then I was a Grover, so it all changed.
So, how long have you guys been playing for?
Together it's been 3 years, about. I'm playing guitar for 4 years.
Yeah, it's, we're not exactly sure how long, because Jordan and I always disagree on the subject about how long. I say 3.5, he says 3.
Okay, well,
3 and 3.5.
You know, I noticed you got Ed Silo shirt,
yeah.
And I remember you guys playing at the Enemy Mine show.
Yeah, that was completely impromptu.
Yeah, was that the first time you played, or was that more like you played a few times before that?
That was like our first kind of semi-big show.
Okay. Now I noticed
the Enemy Mine show.
Enemy Mine, Mike Kunkka's from God Ahead Silo, his newest band.
Oh, I didn't know about that. When was that?
They got their second album coming out.
They're still together?
Yep. They've got a new record coming out on Up Records.
Huh. I must have been out of town still.
It sounds a lot like God Ahead Silo.
Well, I'm sure it would.
But, what was it?
Did he steal
I lost my train of thought.
Did he steal that name from the movie?
Enemy Mine?
Yeah.
I wonder, but I don't know.
I bet he did.
You'd have to talk to Mr. Kunkka. But, where was I going with this?
I don't know. You said there's a... You asked him if there's a first show.
Oh, okay.
We can think it all the bowling... Because we started, Jordan talked to the drummer or something, and then they asked if we wanted to go bowl a few rounds with them, and they said, oh, so you guys have a band? Like, yeah. Like, well, since the first band, you know, quit, do you want to do that? And we were just, like, freaking out. And then, yeah. And that was when we were playing this heavy grunge stuff.
Oh. you've already gone through your heavy grunge stage. Wow.
So it fit perfectly from what Godhead Silo. Not.
So you've moved on from the heavy grunge stage into what do you classify yourselves as now? Or do you play a little?
Well,
bit
we're our new writing style. We're going towards jazz.
Jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now we're kind of alternative jazz, but we're kind of working on the jazz fusion.
Jazz with some rock in it.
Okay.
A little
really?
Bit of it.
Huh. That's pretty interesting.
So what are you listening to lately? What are you drawing influence from?
Influence?
Yeah.
West Montgomery, Mavish New Orchestra.
Ooh, I just listened to the whole CD, the last Trident session listen as I was doing homework. That's a great album.
Miles Davis, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, mine are on the same lines, except I like Louis Armstrong just for its funny ability, because he has a song called The Heebie Jeebies.
Yeah.
He's just rambling on and on about the Heebie Jeebies, I guess.
That's not real typical stuff for a 14-year-old.
No, yeah. We're probably the only one to listen to
if
that.
If you ask anyone at Ben Franklin, it's all about Slipknot and Korn. I don't care. Everyone says.
You guys hate Slipknot and Korn?
What?
You guys like those guys?
I, for one, don't like them.
You can say
I
hate.
Don't either.
I hate them.
Yeah, if you hate them.
I mean, the only reason I would ever listen to a metal band is if the drummer like really knows double kick drum.
It's really
double
sad.
Kick metal.
Rock
that is the only reason I would listen to it.
Oh, I love heavy metal, but
really
I don't like Slipknot.
Rock has gone to that direction.
I don't consider them heavy metal,
but
yeah.
This new stuff is just crap. So I think
it's all crap.
A lot of it.
Iron Maiden.
I'm kind of a Deftones fan myself.
Deftones?
I'm kind of a Van Halen fan myself.
Halen? Halen are great.
Yeah,
Hot for Teacher.
No,
I'm
a David Lee Roth solo project fan myself,
actually. DLR band?
Skyscraper.
I like DLR band.
That was his first album right out of Van Halen. I remember I bought that. I bought the single for that when I was like 13.
Did you buy it at like a drugstore?
Kmart.
There you go.
I lived in Seaford Falls, so that was the biggest store.
That Hot for Teacher video is really messed up. Like, they show this little kid, like, just freaking out at his desk, and all of a sudden this girl would come out on the desk.
Is that the one that has the sit-down Waldo at the beginning, or is that something else?
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Yeah. I can't...
They're all sitting in the
classroom.
It's been
a long time since I've seen it.
Teacher, I lost my pencil! I was actually just listening to it the other day on the radio. I was just, like, scanning through, trying to find
really?
Something. And I actually hit 107.9 on my way to 91.1, and, yeah, Hot for Teacher was on. So I had to stop for a few moments and reflect on my younger
song.
Days. Yeah, I'd love to hear a good cover of that. Just like someone just, I believe Dirty Frenchman should cover that song.
This is punk band. I have a CD covered in that song. It's
really?
Funny. Yeah, it's funny.
Do you know the name
actually,
of the band?
What?
Do you remember the name of the band?
Squatwiler or something.
Okay.
All right.
I think they almost played here once, but they canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
We get a lot of bands that come through town that cancel. You wouldn't believe it.
There's another band called the Go-Nuts that they sing songs about snack foods. That's all they sing about.
Yeah.
And they have a song called Hot for Twinkies. That's a cover of Hot for Teacher. But that's like pretty new. That's like on Lookout or something. But anyway, so what do you guys... do you guys get to... I noticed that you guys have played a lot of shows at the Moorhead Public Library.
Have we played like three?
Three times.
Three? Okay, well maybe I've just noticed all three times you played at the public library.
Yeah.
But like, do they have a lot of like bands play there then?
Not really.
No, they just focus on us.
Also, Venus and Furs.
So, yeah.
Because our bass player is the librarian's grandson.
Okay. So did you organize that sort of thing then for yourselves?
We were called to play there. Yeah, we were called to play there.
And the first time I had this huge accident, so I couldn't go. I'm deaf in my left ear now. And
really? What happened?
I fell off my bunk and onto a linoleum floor.
Ouch. So you're deaf in one ear?
I was fully asleep, though. I was just rolling around in the top bunk, and I fell off.
Ouch.
And I lost all my spinal fluid. And
wow. It
wasn't pretty.
So did you still get to play the show?
No.
Did you have to cancel?
I had to cancel.
Well, it was okay. The concert was on my birthday, and I fell on my birthday.
Oh,
so every year it's like.
How's your balance?
What?
How's your balance without that fluid in your?
Well, I used to be into skateboarding, but now I just said screw it because I'm not as good as I could be,
mm-hmm.
and I mean I was really bad in the hospital. Like I couldn't even get up without someone holding me up.
Wow.
So.
And that ear fluid's pretty important for keeping balance for some reason. Who would have thought that?
I know, because you're used to hearing both sounds or something. Yeah. I don't. It has to do with the hearing.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had a
so,
little bit of a problem.
So was it hard to get used to playing in a band after? Are you totally deaf in one ear?
I'm totally deaf in my left ear. There's no way that you can put any kind of microphone in it and give me the.
So was it weird getting used to that after you started playing again?
Yeah, I started playing drums 2 weeks before I was supposed to. But I just set them up like a couple days after I got to the hospital. It just sounded so messed up. When I started playing, it was just, what?
So the fact that, you know, your balance and everything was a bit off kilter or whatever, did that make it harder to play drums?
My left hand would constantly hit the side of my head. Like, I didn't.
All right. Wow.
Brian Evans started playing the drums.
But I got used to it.
He always hits his head when he plays.
Does he?
Oh, when he used to play with the Holland Switchblades, he almost knocked himself out one time. Came back at him square in the forehead, and he just, like, sat there dazed for a second, quit playing. It's pretty funny.
So you said you have a bass player?
Yeah, except he's in D.C. interning for Senator Byron Dorgan.
Wow.
Doing political work. Now we're
is
just
he
like
14?
He's 19.
Oh, okay.
I got to know him because I was in Venus and First for a while. And I just got out of them. And we started talking to Tom. And he said, yeah, I'll come over and be your bass player. And even though I quit Venus and First, he understood why. And I guess
why'd you quit?
What?
Or is that?
The reason I quit is just because, I don't know, I just got out of playing this pure hard rock. And they, yeah.
Okay. And so... When did he join the band? When did this guy?
Well, he was at the Nash Kato show.
Yeah, well, a few months ago.
Yeah, I missed the Nash Kato show. I was out of town, so I didn't get to see that. But how long has he been there?
A few months. I don't know exactly.
Like 2 or 3 months, something like that.
Before, we just played with no bass player for like 2-3 years.
Yeah, and that was when we were doing this grunge thing, and I guess I couldn't really tell. But with jazz, you kind of need that extra bass in there.
Okay.
But we're going to attempt tonight with Jordan's solo sections and stuff like that to pull off some good jazz.
So I noticed the name Venus and Furs. Is that the Velvet Underground reference?
For them, yeah.
Well, they actually took that. They love all these Velvet Underground kind of bands, and they liked the song, and so they named their band Venus and First, from what I understand.
Okay. So does everybody at in your class and everything, and like in your general peer group, enjoy feedback? Do they like? Do you have like a bunch of fans at school and stuff like that?
They're not too open about it.
They're not.
A lot of people think it's pretty cool, but
has it got you any girls?
What?
As being in a band got you any girls? I guess
not
that's the big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the girls,
not
like
why
guys
that
in bands,
you're
right?
In a band.
It is the biggest.
I never got
cliche.
Any girls though.
Hasn't gotten me any.
Okay. Well, we had to ask.
You guys are still young yet. Wait till I get famous.
It bought me a blow up doll.
Yeah.
Money from shows.
Have you gotten rich? Are you rich yet?
No.
No.
On the Nash Kato show, did Nash give you any money for that at all?
No.
Not a dime. We didn't get paid. We didn't get any monitors. We didn't get any lights.
He's probably pretty poor. Think about it.
Yeah, the sound guy was really mean. He's like, well, don't touch any knobs. He might get really angry and say you can't play.
Yeah, sound guys are kind of a different breed sometimes.
Yeah.
But
Nash is pretty in particular, too. The thing was, when I was talking to Nash that afternoon, he was like, he had a problem with playing a lot of bands in Fargo, so he listened to music, and he kind of picked out who he wanted to play with him, and everyone was so hardcore, or, you know, so punk or something, he just said, we'll just get someone else, and it was really interesting to see you guys on the bill playing with Nash Kato for, you know, that's a pretty big show to play with him. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and the opening band used to be Orange 17, and I guess they couldn't play, and we've been talking to the guy who runs Potent Productions, put on that show up and talked to him over Instant Messenger and stuff, and I guess it just stuck that we could play, and he asked us.
Have you guys met Jade before?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Did you say he'll book you any more shows at all?
No.
No, I just think they... I mean...
Are you going to use Jade as a booking agent?
So,
you see him at home?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I was just joking around, like, if you'd use Jade as your booking agent in the future.
Oh, we sort of... We have a manager, Deb Jenkins.
Oh, she's gotten you lots of gigs?
Yeah, she manages a bunch of people. Deb does.
She has a hard time booking us, though, because we're, you know, underage and stuff.
Yep.
So we haven't had too much of an opportunity, but she lined us up a pretty big one in Detroit Lakes for this huge charity event.
So what happens? What happens when you play when you're 16 and you're able to get a van and play anywhere? Are you gonna?
We can't play anywhere just because.
Huh?
Well, you have to be 21.
I mean, we'll take advantage.
Well, anywhere that you can drive to and legally get into, I guess.
We'll take advantage.
You know,
of
I guess
that.
There's always barriers, no matter you know what. But
you can always play a show somewhere when you're young.
Yeah.
Coffee houses.
Yep.
We tried Trentino's, but I'm the guy who told us to play kind of quiet, but we played 10 times louder than we were supposed to.
They have a... hey, check it out, cherries.
Thank you.
I've never drank a Coke with a cherry in it, or any other form
of
beverage with a cherry.
No one's ever given me a Coke with a cherry.
Go to, like, TJ Fridays or Chili's. They give you, like, a really good cherry Coke.
Do they? I've never... I don't think I've ever had, like, a real cherry Coke other than the kind in a can.
I had one a long time ago over at the Zambros.
Anyway, so where are some of the other places, since it's tough to get a show on, being underage and everything, where are some of the other places
like
you played?
Eagles, played VFW once.
That's a cool venue. I like that place. Just
what?
Something about it I like.
What?
VFW?
Not VFW.
Eagles. Yeah, that's a good place to play.
Have you set up, like, do you usually set up your own shows, or do you,
No, just play with people.
Just get on.
We're attempting to do our own show with Adam Bursack of Venus and Furs.
Okay.
And that, we found out that it's hard to do it.
Hey, do you know, Kabrinsky, Ari?
I do.
Do you?
I'm Jewish, too, and was he?
Aren't you related to her?
It's a guy, and no, I'm not related to
him.
I'm pretty good friends with
Kabrinsky.
The Kabrinsky family, and he's still, Ari might be getting out, he might be 17 now.
He's a senior.
He's a senior now?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't talked to him in a long time. I used to be really good friends with his brother and his sister, and, he plays a lot of shows around doing different stuff, playing with the stand-up bass and the electric bass and stuff. He does some kind of poetry jams with his sister once in a while.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, and, I don't know. You guys should talk to him about getting some shows. Because I know me and Isaac went time to go see him play at, I think it was Music Go Round. And just to go watch his brother play. And they had a lot of younger bands who played there. And it's pretty interesting to see.
Music Go Round?
Yeah, they had just like, they put on a little promotion thing one week. And they had like all these younger guys, high school bands playing. And it's pretty interesting. It was really interesting watching him play.
That's a new opportunity.
I mean, it's probably not the best venue to play through, but they let you use their equipment.
Yeah.
And you get to plug into something different, which I thought was pretty cool for kids. You gotta try something else out.
Yeah, we also played on a pirate radio station a few weeks back. It was
really?
It was kind of fun.
What's the frequency on that? Or can you say them?
I don't know.
You can say 90.
Are we able?
94.5.
94.5. We can
say
that, can't we?
So, yeah, well, it's the internet. You can say anything on there.
Yeah.
Well, all I can... It starts at 12 a.m.
12 a.m.?
It goes to 4 a.m.
Ah.
And since he finally got the mini disc of our show, he just started playing
our song sometimes.
Yeah.
Who is this guy? You know.
You're not.
We can't say. He might go to jail for 20.
He or she.
Yeah.
He or she.
There you go.
Or it.
Yeah. Good thinking.
Could be a combination of both.
Yeah. We're not. We can't give out names.
So do you have any, like, CDs or records or T-shirts or trinkets to sell and stuff like that?
We made a CD,
no longer with us.
It's not for sale anymore.
It's not?
No.
You took it off the market?
There are only 40 copies anyway, and it's bad.
Okay.
Very bad.
But we're thinking about just making a little demo tape and just passing them around to people and stuff.
There's a 4-track player at Guitar Associates for $150.
We got a four track.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been playing around with it? Do you like?
Kind of, but it doesn't get the best sound because.
I mean, it's going onto a tape, so it's not going to be the best. But it,
yeah,
for a demo is pretty.
It's pretty good though.
But
I almost bought one today. I saw one for $150. I was like, gosh.
I've been wanting a four track lately too. It must be something in the air or something.
But you mentioned experimentating on it and all that kind of stuff. And Tom and I did this little solo project, if you can call it that. We're called Bosho.
Okay.
B-O-S-H-O. And
okay.
What we do is that we do these like mostly like all percussive instrument things, and we get all this random crap, put it in a room and put mics every once in a while, everywhere.
Okay.
And we just record that for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Well,
what is this, that Britney Spears thing?
What? Britney Spears?
It's what? Travis.
Oh.
It's, Travis is opening up for Oasis, and they do a cover of this song, and it's a big joke.
Cool.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
He's singing all soulful and...
Yep.
So,
if you listen, they start laughing, and like right after they go in a couple parts, it's pretty funny.
Are you guys self-taught musicians, or did you
not at
take
all.
Lessons?
Lessons.
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm a full lesson supporter. Take them, everybody.
So can you read music?
Yeah.
I'm working. I've been taking them for 3 years, but teachers I've had never focused on it. I don't know.
Drumming's a little bit different, though.
Yeah.
So it's not as much as unless you're playing in a
it's
concert.
It's mostly just
band.
Learning your paradiddles and all these other rudiments. And
ooh, I remember.
Okay, and
paradiddle.
A paradiddle is...
How's it go?
I'm not a musician at all.
Paradiddle.
Yeah, right,
that's where
okay.
That's one. I can't believe I still remember that. I played tuba for a while.
I played tuba.
That was the first instrument I picked up. I'm like, teacher's like, we don't have a tuba player, and I didn't have my saxophone yet. So he's like... Can anyone play the tuba? And I had no clue how to play. And like, all right.
Cool.
And all it was like four notes for like, you know, when you're like your first time you're in band when I was in fifth grade. And just this boom, 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 boom.
Or tititas.
Took a lot of air. Took a lot of air.
Tititas and tatas and
yeah.
All that good stuff.
Well, you really don't have too much tititas when you're playing the tuba. It's more. It's a lot of that.
Boom, bing.
Oh,
I played the trombone for a while.
Ooh,
I was asked not to play anymore because, well, I was asked to play, well, for the Christmas performance, my band teacher asked me not to make any noise.
Oh.
Me and another kid.
Ooh.
So, didn't quite take.
Yeah, I didn't last too long on the tuba. I went right to the sexy phone.
I didn't put much effort into it, though, either, so. So,
yeah.
You know.
I went straight to woodwinds.
That's
yeah, I used to play guitar. You're talking about past instruments.
So, can you guys swap instruments and everything like that? Do you ever do anything?
I can. Yeah, I'm working on my
sort of.
On my little 3-string scale. And Jordan does his little.
I'm a good drummer.
Pretty confident there, Jordan,
really
aren't
good.
You?
A really good.
Yeah, I'm a
back.
Good.
I'm a good drummer.
Potential.
I'm Eddie
drummer.
Van Halen.
You guys should do a Van Halen cover.
I think we should.
Hot for teacher.
Hot for teacher, you should
all
do.
The,
and you know what? And you should play in front of your school for a school assembly.
There you go.
Like, last day of school.
Do they still have school talent contests? Or is
no.
that only in cartoons?
That's at North.
We never had a school talent contest.
Oh, we had all
my
kinds
school.
Of them.
That's at North.
Okay.
They have the North High Talent Contest.
Okay.
It's like, it's an annual thing.
Okay.
One of my best friends won it. They did a cover of the Beatles. Actually, they did that whole... off of Sgt. Pepper's, did all 5-6 songs. They all blended together.
Paul McCartney's dead.
He is?
Whatever.
He was on VH1 Confidential. There are unbelievable clues to his death. Like, even on the Sgt. Pepper's cover, like, all these things were messed around. It's like they spelled out, like, dead or something. And oh, it's crazy.
Some people have a lot of time.
But yeah, he's
to
dead.
Kill.
VH1 has a lot of time.
Yeah, VH1 has a lot
well, like,
of time.
Paul... Paul is
VH1
dead.
Is better than MTV, though.
Oh, I do agree. I think MTV is crap.
But MTV2 is pretty good, though. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. I like it because a lot of the Europop they have on there. I like a lot of the just old.
Yeah, I put old.
The old music.
Good.
Whenever I turn it there, like it's pretty rare that I'm ever around satellite TV, but
yeah.
Whenever I turn it there,
whenever
they're
we're
always
at
playing
John
Smash Mouth or something. So I...
I usually, if I ever watch, it's usually late at night at John's house, and there's usually just like some really old like erasure and stuff like that, and some really, really Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, Jordan has a satellite. I don't get to watch any of that good stuff.
Uh-huh. So what other channels do you enjoy?
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central?
Can't get enough. The Daily Show. I've been getting into Strangers with Candy, actually. It's just very odd.
Really? I've never watched that.
I haven't seen that.
It's really
I like
weird.
Public access. I like watching the church sermons.
See, God, there's something that on public access recently that this is going to totally fall flat because, I went to the city council meeting. Was there another one?
Yeah, so you guys go to that dance club?
I'm not really interested in it, but I'm kind of interested in the politics behind the whole thing, mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, they're serving non-alcoholic stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, I think it's a pretty dumb.
How do your parents feel about that?
What?
How do your parents feel about the,
How do you feel about the liquid motion thing?
How do you feel about that, honestly? Do you think it should be open until 3 o'clock? There you go.
That's right.
He was actually trying to entice his wife to go there. So.
I don't really have much of a desire to go there. It's not exactly my thing, but...
Yeah, I probably won't visit Liquid Motion ever.
Yeah, but it's, I think
it's a good thing for people. Good thing for kids.
The same...
Isn't 18 over, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 18 and over, which is,
Well, because it's past curfew, mostly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a few laws you have to abide by, but, still for, a lot of kids in for 18, where are they going to hang out at? Billiards?
Yeah, it's like the same drum beat constantly. Boom, chik, boom, chik, boom, chik, boom,
it's just dance music they play?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
A lot of house
sure
and techno.
All the same
I don't get those dance clubs, but whenever.
Yeah, speaking of dance clubs and stuff of the such, these girls are telling us about how they have, where these people have parties and all they do is dance in someone's basement. We had a fun time making fun of that.
So you just said you didn't get any attention from girls from being in a band, no?
No.
Nope.
You mentioned you're talking to girls.
Jordan never really talked to people.
You could just tie them together and say, yes, of course, girls are talking to us all the time.
Oh, yes, girls talk to us all the time.
With this rock and roll,
they're always
jazz
touching
band.
Me all the time. I don't like it.
But,
I can't concentrate in school.
Yeah. Distracts my learning. I think I'm gonna quit so I can concentrate on my schoolwork more.
No, don't quit school.
I'm gonna quit playing music so I can concentrate on my school.
There you go.
Yeah,
so the girls won't be over.
Score comes first.
Score. Well, I thought that's what you said. What did you say?
This has been paid by Fargo Public Schools of America. Who cares what time it is, Fred?
Are we gonna play?
Okay. Do you got a question?
I'm done.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of a good way to
finish the show.
To finish it up, an earth-shattering question that's a thought-provoking. I'm not very good at being provocative.
Let's see.
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know. We're stumped.
We're used to running out of gas in the interviews.
Yeah, we always do. Always.
Actually having sort of a set format or anything. But, what do you think you're going to do with the... Do you think you're going to turn feedback into a career of some sort? Do you think that's something you're interested in?
Yes, I'm quite confident it's going to happen.
Hope so.
Are
you studying music in college?
Probably. I'd like to do that, maybe.
I like to be a music major. Then I'd have to learn to play the piano, from what I'm told.
I really wish I would have learned to play the piano.
That's my drum.
I play piano.
I'm
a multi-instrumentalist.
So. Yeah.
How many instruments do you play?
Four, counting vocals.
Okay, so guitar...
Tuba and piano.
Tuba and piano. You could start a pretty... different band,
Guitar, tuba,
foot. You know what's cool with the tuba?
With a four-track, you could make a your own...
A really cool solo project, because you can layer stuff.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
With the tuba, you can hook a microphone up to an effects pedal and put in your tuba and have, like, distorted tuba and stuff.
Actually, I have a friend who wanted to do that with accordion. Hook up an accordion to an amp and have distortion. But anyway, any final words for the listeners out there?
We have some more songs.
You have some more songs? Okay. Well then, anecdotes, any interesting anecdotes, stories?
I don't want to get in trouble with Jim Zespy, so I'm not going to tell any.
Okay. That sounds like something we should press further on.
But he always asked me for his $90. My mom sent him the $90 a couple weeks ago for the pressing of the CD. I guess I never paid him.
Okay, well,
I'll stop.
Okay. Anyway,
we're gonna play.
We'll let you guys get back up on stage. Stay tuned, gang on the computers, geeks at home. We've got some more feedback coming up in a few seconds. You're listening to www.coachin6.com's Off Broadway, sponsored by Yachtscene.com and Brown Cow Sound, the amazing Brown Cow Sound. Goodbye.